This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, and in the studio now, Delta Goodrum. Welcome back to Joy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, look, the last time you were here, which is only a year ago, we were chatting about how amazing Wings was as a single.
Yes.
And you were hard in rehearsals for Cats.
Yes, that's right. Yes. I was loving it.
Yeah. So that in itself has been huge for you, musical theatre.
Yep.
Come out of the other end of that.
Yep.
Is there more musical theatre at some stage for
Delta? Absolutely. It really became like a love of my life type thing. I was like, where have you been all my life? And getting to sing, dance and act every single night with that direct kind of response with audience members. And it was just really, it was really special. I loved it. Would do it all in a heartbeat again.
Yeah. You've just got to sort of find the time.
Yeah, finding the time to kind of block out that amount of time to one project, and then is definitely, that's the only tricky part, but I would do it in a heartbeat.
Now, the other thing that's been massive for in 2016 for Delta Goodrum is another series of The Voice.
Yes.
Not one, but two
finalists. I know. I'm very happy. Yeah. honestly, when that moment was like, and the second person going through is like Adam and Alfie, and I was just like, I just was jumping up and down. I couldn't believe it. It was, you know, you never really know what the season's kind of going to entail.
No.
You kind of just go, I wonder where this season will take me. And I just didn't know, because we'd had such a great year the year before with Wings, but then it just felt like it got even, I didn't know it could get even better this year, and it just kind of did, and I loved it.
It was an amazing series to watch. It was very exciting all the way through.
Yep.
You came out a winner at the end with Alfie.
Yes.
And such a beautiful man.
He's beautiful.
And like, obviously our community was well and truly on his side.
Yeah.
So we
you.
Were very, very pleased with the result.
Yep.
But a serious question about The Voice for the moment.
Yep.
It's a massive television experience.
Yes.
It actually seems to be really good for a lot of the judges. I mean, mm-hmm. last year you released Wings while you were on The Voice. This year you announced Enough and the album release. A couple of years ago, Ricky Martin launched a successful single out of The Voice.
Yep.
And yet the contestants, though, even the winners, aren't getting the same sort of success out of it.
Well, both Ricky and I are on Sony Music. We obviously can't choose where they go when it comes to, because I've been a Sony girl for my whole entire career.
Yeah.
And that really comes down to, I can, when it comes to my role in that, like I can be as mentoring them every day, and which I do, and I see an interview and I call Alfie and I'm like, Alfie, you know, let me explain to you, like, I can't help myself.
Yep.
I'll check in with him. I'm getting to see Adam tonight, actually. I hadn't got to see Adam because he's been back at school. Now he's on school holidays. But we check in and we all, you know, I do tend to still stay coach. You know, I can't help it. That's still my role. But it's really, it's no one really knows the answer to that, in the sense that I know that they work really hard, they have the songs, but it's just really at the end of the day, hit song's a hit song.
Mm.
And I wish I could get involved in the choices of the songs, that would be stepping over my out of my place that I'm probably allowed. But it doesn't mean that I don't give my 2 cents to my beautiful artists. But I think that you just got to have the hit song, and the hit song that resonates, and a song, you know, It's interesting to me, you know, the choices sometimes, but it's, again, I only try my best to make sure my artists are loving and that they're thriving as human beings, that they're feeling comfortable psychologically of what's changing, what's not changing. And that's really where I step into it and creatively try to help them. But no one else has the answer to that, really.
No, I mean, I guess the reason I ask the question is because all of the judges and the mentors talk about that they want their artists to be capable of moving into the music industry as big popular stars,
totally,
or people who are very successful,
yep,
one way or another.
Yep.
So it's not like you don't want that.
Yeah, 100%. We all want it. I mean, I know that I again, only talk on my behalf. I can't talk on any other coaches, but I know, like, well, Ricky, obviously being my mate, I can talk on his side as well. But we definitely, like, Ricky and I would talk how much we just, like, we are genuinely have made friends with, yep, like Naomi and Luke, who are dear friends of ours, like, and me as well, and a part of, you know, our kind of fam, as well as Alfie and Kim, and like my team this year. We really had a like-minded team this year. There was a real kindred kind of spirit in my team, which I just loved. And yeah, you just kind of, you want that for them. And but I guess that it also proves that when it comes to being an artist, there's so many different ways you can do it. And then they kind of start again when they leave the show. And we're having great success with Celia. Celia's mm-hmm. as Vera
as
Blue.
Vera Blue, doing amazing things.
So I'm very proud of her as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, you just kind of, their journey of building a foundation starts again.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, my role is just to make sure that they all feel good amongst it as well.
If it comes
and
up.
And they're still learning.
Yeah, if it comes up, will The Voice 2017 include Delta?
Look, I've been a part of the show since inception. Looks like you guys are stuck with me for a while. My big red chair is my big red chair.
Excellent. Well, we'll be looking forward to that one for sure.
I'm looking forward to seeing who else is in my big red. I think I've scared them all off now after winning, you know, like they all go. Who's up next? Bring it on.
We'll just get you to mentor all of them. It's fine. We can have plenty of fun.
It'd be a very boring show seeing me just do that the whole time. I'd switch off myself.
Moving on. The Voice is definitely not everything you've been doing this year.
No.
And we're going to talk about the album in a minute because, of course, you did launch the new album during The Voice. But you went back to TV.
I did.
House husband.
I have a heart for it, that's for sure. I loved going back to having the script. I loved that I didn't have to write it myself. I loved that everybody, it's really their show they're creating, because obviously I'm always having to create my own shows for tours, for everything. So it was really fun being able to bring a different performance level to going back to acting. Loved it. So fun.
Had you really done anything like this since leaving Neighbours all those years ago?
It's just music just took me on such another path that even though I came from Neighbours, and I mean, we're talking about with House Husbands, I was working with Gary Sweet when I was 7 years old on Police Rescue.
Oh my God.
Like, so talk about, and I kept saying to him, you don't understand, I was seven and I was working on the show, and you would come past the dressing room and, like, you know, kind of make a joke and have fun and try to make all us kids who were the kids of the some of the police force laugh. And he just was so beautiful, and he was exactly the same as he was when I was seven. Like, I've kind of got there, and it was quite incredible to see that. So yeah, I love going back to the TV.
The series isn't going to air now until next year.
Yeah, oh, it works out well for me. I think my mug's been up enough like this year.
Any hints about the character? Is it?
I'd say, you know, I'm reading recovery teacher Izzy. She's a bit, she's kind of a bit sassy. The character's a bit sassy, cheeky, and but at the same time, she's, you know, she's still a good character.
All right, so we look forward to that.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have to watch it to remember it by the time.
Yeah, totally. I was like, what I did. I do know that there was, you know, great experience.
You also just finished an episode of Who Do You Think You Are?
I did. Yes.
Did you find out something you didn't expect?
I found out many things I didn't expect. It's out like next week or something, but it's the 27th. It was definitely surprising. I had no idea. I had great-great-grandmother that was, you know, off in Broadway over and, you know, had been shipped over to perform on stage. And no one ever told me that, you know, like, right. Well, we didn't know.
Yeah.
We had Carlton Draft connections. We have, like, it was insane. It was insane. There's a lot of things that we found out pretty quickly, and it really came from a place of me wanting to know my parents' stories. Because as I get older, I just want to make sure I like asking my parents everything, you know, about them and about their parents and about parents of parents, because very back to the future, you know, you want to know how did everything come together to kind of be here.
Is there something you take and have brought into yourself because of what you learned on the show?
It's a good question. I think I'm still processing a little bit of it here and there. it all made sense. Like, it all made sense in the sense that there's a bit of eccentricity, but also there was grounding of the farmland and making tea, and as right. in they worked in the making tea and the from India, one of my great great grandfathers, and yeah, it all made sense. There was balance of earthiness meets glitter, you know, like for me, like the two of them, which go hand in hand for me, you know.
Absolutely.
So I just kind of have a mix of the both. So it was interesting to see that even in a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Now let's talk about Wings of the Wild
yes.
as an album, and Enough, the last single mm-hmm. from the album. I have to say, music director, big fan of Delta Goodrum, Enough scared the living bejesus out of me. Not
I
only
know what you going to say there,
not,
Chris.
Not only did it include a rapper,
yes.
the song started with like 25 seconds of rap.
Yeah.
And like, so anyone,
but the lyrics.
Anyone hearing the song for the first time would not know it was a Delta Goodrum song.
Yep.
And
yep.
that was scary.
Yep, I know. I'm sorry about that.
I have to say, I absolutely adore the song now.
Yep.
It's one that just kept on growing and growing on
it's
me.
Definitely a grower. Like, it definitely grows on people, that one. You know, Gisele, she's a really interesting character as well, and she's super cool. And
and one thing that didn't come out in the mainstream press, of course, is she is actually part of our community,
GLBTI
community.
She's really, and she's a wonderful advocate with that, and she really is beautiful and speaks openly, and we had wonderful conversations, and I just loved that she was saying lyrics also about lifting people up, like, I'm going to rise above it all. It all came from the same place. We both aligned. When we spoke, we just kind of straight away connected, and we were like, we just knew what we wanted to say in the lyrics. So, yeah, I was surprised that no one brought that up, actually.
Mm. Well, we were definitely supportive
of that.
I
didn't really, you know, no. think left, right, but I'm just actually, it's interesting you're the first person to mention it, yeah. like, of course.
Yeah, and because she had some actually very strong lyrics in a couple of other songs that she'd done with other artists in the US. So, some pretty powerful stuff. So, great pick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem.
Now, Wings of the Wild,
yep.
your fourth number one album.
Yes.
Amazing. Yep. And the fourth single coming
fourth
out
single,
of it.
The River. Yes. So we've done like this movie kind of video that is coming out in the next couple of days. And I just really loved it was kind of about volatile relationships. And it's about, you know, take me down to the river, and it's finding redemption, cleansing yourself off from a bad energy. And then kind of sort of saying, yeah, like there's many metaphors in there. Forgive what I've done, but it's more kind of saying like I've ended this. I, you know, being in that and just kind of getting rid of it.
Fantastic.
In a fun sort of metaphorical way.
Yeah. So and then you go to tour.
Then I'm going to tour
October.
The songs.
Yep.
Yes, you are coming, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any requests? Please let me know.
Well, Wings.
Wings
of course.
Is definitely being played. Wings will be played. But yes, it'll be a lot of the new music from the new album, but of course all the songs that you want to hear and all the hits that I've forced everybody to listen to through the years will be on the show too.
And you have to promise me another dance song at some stage. Because
I promise.
Wings, I have to say, the one thing I hear from all of my DJ mates is that they're so mad that there was never an extended mix because they have to make it themselves.
Yeah.
Because
sorry
it still gets
that.
Played.
It's funny because you say that because I've seen people send me videos and I'll hear these new mixes and I'll think they must have had to make that themselves.
They did.
Like, good job.
Yep.
Well, it came out so quickly.
Yep.
I literally, after the Ricky shows, I went to the studio and then wrote the song and it just went bang, bang, bang. So,
all right. Well, we definitely need another dance song from Delta.
Well, I wanted to use some of the songs I had used at Mardi Gras. I wanted to actually use some of the remixes that we had made for those 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And use them for the shows as well. I was kind of thinking of them. I'm still working through it. I'm still
okay.
making the show.
It's okay.
But I'm just saying there's a dance mix
all
section.
Right. Oh, okay. Excellent.
You've got to have the party section, you know.
Absolutely.
So I have the intensity. I have my piano quirky moments.
Yes.
I have the sing-alongs. And then I have a bit of a dance party.
So that's pretty much the show laid out. Sounds
with
amazing.
A couple surprises there.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
There'll be fireworks
Alfie
somewhere.
Alfie might, you know, show up somewhere.
Oh.
Or, you know.
Well, that's always worth a visit.
Definitely. He's a handsome man.
He is.
And talented to beat. Yeah,
there's a number of people lining up to be his future husband.
Yes, I know. I've been like the gatekeeper of that. Like, do you know how many gentlemen have spoken to me about their love for Alfie? I've literally had to write like a list.
trust me, I've probably had those same conversations.
Popular demand.
Delta Goodrum, once again, it's been an amazing pleasure to have you here at Joy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, and come and see us anytime.
Thank you, I will.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.